Have you done Fayetteville? Have you walked among the dinosaurs and then the roses? Have you cheered on the home team or zipped through the trees? Have you done North Carolina history while experiencing history in the making? Find art, find culture, find adventure. Explore the nightlife, then make your day. If you're looking for a place off the beaten path that's actually right next door, visit Fayetteville, North Carolina. Have you done it yet? Plan your trip at distinctlyfayettevillenc.com.
What's less complicated, the tiebreakers in the NFL. Generally, we don't really have to deal with them, and we probably won't have to deal with them in this case this weekend. Babe Laufenberg is part of the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. He sits next to Brad Sham. Actually, I don't know if you sit next to Brad Sham or if there is a spotter or a stat guy in between you, but I appreciate your time. You are nationally known for your greatness, sir. How you doing?
I don't know. I'm not even locally known for my greatness, but I'm doing well, thank you. And it's funny because Brad Sham been doing play-by-play for, pretty close to 40 years, and I'm coming up on 27 or 28, something like that, as the analyst. But I always tell Brad, I heard you talking about the ACC, tiebreakers. Brad will get into, he'll say, now if Philadelphia loses to Jacksonville and the Cowboys beat Washington and Carolina, the Cowboys would have had a better NFC record, but Philadelphia would have lost to an AFC team. I said, Brad, it's week three. You're giving me a headache. I said, let's wait until week 18 and we'll know a lot more.
sometimes they get too complicated. So let's make it simple. We know Dallas. Okay. We know Dallas is good. That is not disputed by anybody. How good are they? Are they in the same class with? We'll just say in the NFC with Philadelphia, with San Francisco, with like those two big dogs in the NFC, or are they maybe just a notch below?
I think, judging from results, which is what we do, right? They're a notch below, but I think they can play with either of those teams. Now, the funny thing is they played them both. They went to San Francisco or Santa Clara, as the case may be, where the 49ers play now, and they just got boat raced. They did not play well. San Francisco played great. Kyle Shanahan even said after the game that was the best game we've played in a while. They went to Philadelphia 2 weeks ago. You know, they had the ball sitting at Philly's 6-yard line with a first down and needing a touchdown. They went backward from there, ended up having to try to throw it in for a score on the last play of the game from the 27-yard line. They took two penalties and a sack. But, they can play with Philly. They can play with San Francisco. And I think you got to throw Detroit into that conversation as well. But, yeah, they can play with anybody. They're a good team. There's no question. And there's no team without flaws. I mean, they threw for 350 yards against Philadelphia in that game. But it's all, hey, as you well know, Adam, it all depends on who's playing at the time, you know.
Right.
Injuries. Yep. So the team you think you're going to play in 2 weeks may not be that team because they lose people.
Yeah, how different do the Cincinnati Bengals look today with, I don't even know the guy's name, Jake Browning, at quarterback as opposed to Joe Burrow at quarterback? Look, I think the Cowboys are, they certainly did play with Philadelphia. There's no question. Do you think San Francisco, when they're fully healthy, when Trent Williams is the left tackle and Deebo Samuel is on the field, you think they're better than everybody else in the NFC?
You know, I do. Obviously, they beat Philadelphia beat San Francisco last year in the playoffs, but as we all know, San Francisco literally did not have a quarterback in that game.
None.
But I think San Francisco defense is great. They can certainly run the ball. They hit you with five different guys at the skill positions, including the fullback, Kyle Juszczyk. They can, you know, do a little damage when you don't pay attention to him. They've got an all-pro tight end. As you said, Deebo Samuel. I'm a big believer in Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just as we sit here today talking, I would say San Francisco is probably the favorite to win the NFC. Now, the downside is they may have to travel to Philadelphia again. because Philadelphia right now, of course, only has one loss. San Francisco has three.
Babe Laufenberg is joining us here, part of the Dallas Cowboys radio network here on the Adam Gold Show, and they will be in Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte to take on the Panthers coming up on Sunday. I mean,
and Adam, why did you guys go to turf? Why did you do that?
I'm with you.
I love a grass.
I'm with you. Well, wait a second. Dallas hasn't played on grass since they played, I don't even know, before Texas Stadium was built.
Yeah, the Cotton Bowl. But they're indoors.
They're indoors.
Hey, everybody goes to turf so they can hold other events there. We all know that, and they make more money.
How do you feel about that, by the way? You know, you were a player, too. And maybe it's different for quarterbacks than it is for other players. But players talk. Would players legitimately rather play on grass?
Oh, absolutely. Maybe, hey, if you talk to a Tyreek Hill, who is going to be faster on turf.
Yeah.
Although he's faster. He'd be faster at the beach running in sand. He'd be faster than anybody anywhere. But
right.
Players, I would say 95% would prefer to play on a grass field. It's just easier on the body. And, you know, the falls are pretty hard. Like, when you get thrown into the turf, not that a grass field absorbs all of it, but it's certainly a little more forgiving than a turf field.
Yeah, there's no question. And we see fewer. We don't see zero. We see fewer non-contact injuries on grass than we see on turf. The data says that, but we understand you because you pointed it out. It's all about money. Babe Laufenberg is joining us. Dak Prescott takes a lot of heat when things don't go well. How has Dak performed? I know there have been some interception problems, but every quarterback's got him. He doesn't have him like Josh Allen has him. How has Dak performed, and how is Dallas's offense operating as we get into week 11?
You know, over the last 3 weeks, or since they came out of the bye week, they have been just on fire. Last week, and you can say, well, the Giants aren't very good, but the Giants were like the third best third down team in the NFL.
They have a good defense, I think, the Giants.
But, I mean, the Cowboys put up 640 yards on them. That just doesn't happen in an NFL game. So that tells you a little bit about how good they were last week. The only thing, the running game hasn't got going, but in the passing game, Dak has played great. Brandon Cooks last week went for 178 yards. So they got him involved. CeeDee Lamb, set an NFL record last week by 10 catches for 150 yards in three consecutive games. Which, by the way, I was shocked that Jerry Rice had never done that. even Cooper Kupp, 2 years ago, had 1,900 yards receiving and 145 catches. So I thought, well, he must have done it in that season. And I looked back, and he had not done it. But CeeDee Lamb's been on fire. Yeah, the offense has been really, really good since they came out of the bye 3 weeks ago.
Trayvon Diggs is spending a lot of time tweeting about his brother in Buffalo. But since he went out with injury, how has Dallas's defense been impacted? How are they compensating?
Ancestry makes the perfect gift to give people because it literally blew my mind.
It's literally like you're giving them something that they would have no knowledge of.
Which is very important because for us to basically be able to find our missing family or to see my indigenous heritage confirmed inside there, it's one gift, but it's so many different things.
Show someone where they came from this holiday season with Ancestry DNA, now on sale at Ancestry.com.
Zicam knows that when you live life to the fullest, you never want to let a cold slow you down. With Zicam's cold shortening products, you can actually shorten colds when taken at the first sign. And with the winter chill in the air, you need the number one cold shortening brand to help shorten a cold when taken at the first sign this season. Because you should never let a cold stop you from missing out on your favorite moments of the season. Find Zicam in your local cold and flu aisle.
Well, it's funny because Deron Bland, who has taken over for Trayvon once Trayvon got hurt, he's been fantastic at corner. And here's a guy, he was a fifth-round draft pick last year, played at Sacramento State, and then was a grad transfer and played his final year at Fresno State, took him in the fifth round again, and he has more interceptions over the last 2 years than any player in the NFL. Great ball skills. Got a pick last week against the Giants. Great kid, but they I don't want to say they haven't missed a beat, but they kind of haven't missed a beat. And he was playing in the slot, a nickel, when Trayvon was healthy. Now they've kicked him out. Jordan Lewis is their nickelback, who's a veteran player, and he was coming off an injury. But when kind of almost like when Trayvon got hurt, Jordan Lewis was coming back from his injury that he suffered last year. And he's been in the slot. He's been very good, too. So they really haven't lost a lot. And you would think losing a player like Trayvon Diggs is going to set you back.
Right.
But they haven't missed a beat in that secondary.
Babe Laufenberg is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Here in the Carolinas, and the team is based in Charlotte. We're in Raleigh. But we know that Frank Reich is coming under some heat here. He gave the play-calling duties to the offensive coordinator, Thomas Brown, coming out of the bye week 3 weeks ago. They won their first game against the Texans, lost the next two, and now Reich is taking them back. They're not dramatically worse offensively now than they were in the first 6 weeks. So something is up here. My guess is that Reich feels like he's coaching for his job. What kind of heat is there heat on Mike McCarthy in Dallas?
Well, it's funny. Mike McCarthy has gone 12-5
right
in the last two seasons, or 6-3. And we're talking about
right, but the standard is different in Dallas, right?
Yes, to an extent. To an extent, I think a lot of people live in the past with the Cowboys in the sense that Super Bowl is the expectation. They haven't won a Super Bowl in 27 years. They haven't been to a Super Bowl in 27 years. They haven't been to an NFC Championship game in 27 years. So the notion that the expectation is there, there's a hope. And I think it's a team capable of getting there this year. I really do.
Right.
But I don't know that that's a realistic expectation when you haven't done it for 27 years. I think there's an expectation in Kansas City, no question, right?
Right.
And when Brady was in New England, the expectation was, they're going to go to the Super Bowl. It's just a question of whether they win it or not.
Yeah, but, here's the other thing about
it. Let me just say this about Frank Reich.
Sure.
I mean, it's the first year.
Uh-huh.
You've got a rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. I understand what C.J. Stroud is doing, but history tells you if you're playing a rookie quarterback, you're going to struggle. I was here. I was a teammate of Troy Aikman's his rookie year in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Aikman went 0-11. We didn't win a game with him at quarterback.
Right.
And he turned out pretty good. So I think we just expect a lot from these young guys real fast. And, hey, I don't know if Bryce Young will ever get there, but he's played 8 NFL games, and you're going to struggle, and they have struggled.
Yeah, you're going to struggle when the personnel around you isn't very good, and the personnel.
Absolutely, and that's right. Where Troy was. We weren't a real good team around him. As a matter of fact, Adam, the one really good player we had that year in 1989 when Troy was a rookie and he went 0-11 was Herschel Walker. And we traded Herschel Walker like 5 games into the season.
It's the greatest trade in NFL history, maybe.
Oh, but at the time, you're playing, you're trying to win.
Yeah.
You're sitting there going, wait a minute, we have one good player and we just traded him?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it worked out in the long run for the team, but for our team that year in 1989, we're like, well, you got to be kidding me.
Jimmy Johnson was like a visionary cheat code with the way he saw the game going to speed and all of that, and turning all those draft picks into really good players was the key to everything that happened in Dallas. Babe Laufenberg, part of the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. I appreciate your time, man. I love the conversation. Hopefully we can do it again when we meet in the playoffs.
Yes. Well, at some point, you know, hey, Cowboys will be back in Carolina next year.
Let's do it.
They do. They've got the NFC South next year.
All right.
So we'll be in Carolina. Let me just say quickly, too.
Sure.
Bryce Young, to me, could not have a better situation in terms of coaching with Frank Reich and Josh McCown as his quarterback coach. I know the results haven't been great. And again, he's a rookie, not a lot of help around him. But I would hate to see, based on this year, saying, okay, yeah, let's move on from Frank Reich, because you know that Bryce Young is going to be well-coached with those two guys in the room.
Yeah, and Jim Caldwell as well. Look, unfortunately, David Tepper is a modern owner, and
I understand.
And he is incredibly impatient. That has been his history, even in the 4 years, 5 years that he has owned the team. Yep. So that's what everybody is dealing with here. And giving Jerry Jones credit, Jerry has been very patient with head coaches. He was with Jason Garrett, and he certainly appears he's going to be that way with Mike McCarthy. But I appreciate your time.
And thank you, Adam.
Look forward to the next time. Appreciate it, babe.
Say goodbye to Victoria for me.
See, this is why Babe Laufenberg's a star. That's fantastic.
That's great.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon. Babe Laufenberg here on the Adam Gold Show.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.